Challenge of global warming. We strived to reduce our carbon footprint by using less power. We carpooled and drove the speed limit. We reduced, reused, and recycled. On Earth Day, we tread more lightly because we're all citizens of our fragile planet Earth.
But that was yesterday. Today, it's back to blow drying our hair, speeding to work alone in our giant SUVs, chugging coffee out of styrofoam cups, and creating a little noise pollution by cranking up.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Thank you, butter!
Is that your tongue?
It is back to court today for former President Trump following yesterday's opening arguments in his New York criminal trial. Mr. Trump insisting it's part of a Biden-coordinated plot to keep him off the campaign trail. Now it's New York University that's seeing big anti-Israel protests, with numerous demonstrators arrested last night. Demonstrations at Columbia University have triggered a controversy over police presence on campus. There have been protests elsewhere, including at the University of Michigan, Yale, UC Berkeley, UNC, and MIT. An Arizona judge has declared a mistrial in the case of rancher George Allen Kelly, accused of the 2023 fatal shooting of a Mexican man on his property near the U.S.-Mexico border. And today it's primary day in Pennsylvania. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures 68 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten. Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496.
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
It's National Lover's Day.
You love so much.
I love you.
I love you, too.
I love you.
I love you, too.
I love you so, so much.
My love, there is so much love in this world.
We are so very much in love.
So much love.
My lover.
My lover.
To my lover.
Happy National Lover's Day.
Showtime.
From all of us here at the Creedence Bluewater Revival Broadcasting Company, from the highest, most esteemed, upper-level megaman, to guys like Rick Peters and the US Morning Show riffraff. Happy Lover's Day to everybody.
Yeah.
It's Steak Lover's Day in the weather department here.
Whoa, is it? Ribeye, steak, and eggs. Beautiful. What a great picture that is, too.
Hey, I just want to run something by you.
Okay, what is it?
Something, likely anything, but that's not important.
Yeah, sure.
Twisters is coming out July 19th.
Okay.
We should have a Rich Thomas red carpet premiere for that movie.
Sure, why not?
I'll bet Jeff Mallinson will get us the red carpet.
Yeah.
Because Jeff's in on, you know, Georgia Floor's direct. I'm sure they have it. And I'm not sure which theater's going to be at, but we'll
I'm sure AMC will have it.
We'll get a limo for a big arrival and step out.
Good deal.
We'll get tuxes. Jay will be there.
Jay will be there, of course, yeah.
Yeah, we can say that because he's not in the room yet to object. But.
Twister, huh? When is it? July 19th?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
And we'll figure out, yeah, somebody's going to want to do a big promotion with that, especially with you. You're the weather star. And then we can maybe pause the movie every 20 minutes for a mini lecture on, you know, what makes these things happen. Is this accurate? I just hope, you know, I watched the last one a ton of times over the years, but in doing so had to endure the cliches. and the horrible casting of what's her name?
Yeah. Helen Hunt.
Helen Hunt is a sex symbol. Get out of here, please. She's mannish looking, guys.
You remember the dinner scene? I don't know if you remember the dinner scene. They're talking about EF3s and then.
Yeah.
And somebody brought up EF4. And then somebody at the table said,
Paxton's new girlfriend.
Have you ever been at an experience at EF5? And everybody dropped their forks. And there was hush in the room.
Yeah.
You know, it was just so dramatic.
It was just. I'll tell you, the casting, there's a couple of. First of all, was just. Here's what the new one, I hope, is all about. Leave the love crap all out. You don't need a love story to make this movie work.
Right.
What you need, using the big screen, is to give people the full fear of God as they experience. They have to experience this tornado, not just, oh, look, that's a big tornado. There's cows flying around.
It's another cow. No, I think that's the same cow.
It has to take full advantage of the cinema effect. We should see it, hopefully, in what's that? The Cyclops or whatever it is,
the
curved one,
the Cyclonic.
No, what's the theater screen that has
IMAX.
IMAX.
Boy, wouldn't that be great in IMAX? Have you been to a real IMAX, right? Where you're surrounded by the screen.
Yes.
Yeah. What they're calling IMAX now, like out of AMC. It's a bigger screen, but it's...
Yeah, it's not...
It's not IMAX to me.
Anyway, that's what I'm thinking. July 19th, man, we could make that the social event of the summer in this town.
Sure.
And I basically have past experience because years ago I did a Three Stooges film festival at the Coconut Grove Theater of the Arts.
Yeah?
And people were scalping tickets. It was that big. So I think we should go for the Gusto.
Sure. If you keep serving me breakfast like you did this morning, yes, sir, I'll do anything for you.
I'll make a mental note.
Be your slave. Well, I don't know. That's a little weird.
He's become seated among us.
Oh.
You guys in the back.
All hail Jay. All hail Jay. All hail Jay.
Morning.
Hey. What's new?
Not much.
York.
Not much?
Nothing at all.
Nothing?
Really. Absolutely nothing.
We are still in the doldrums, sort of.
We don't feel like covering big stories, so we've got Menthol Meredith on the Trump trial.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And she'll be joining us right after.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Speaking of twisters, we are in a twister drought here in Alabama, and I like that.
Yeah.
We've had 7 in the month of April, and that was all on one day. That was on April 2nd. Meanwhile, in Ohio, where they don't have many twisters at all, there have been 40 this month. What? And there's nothing that's regular anymore. Everything's different. Anyway.
We're pretty regular.
Are you? Good. I'm glad to hear that. Nice warm-up begins today after a chilly start. It's unusually cold for this late in the season. But this afternoon, I've got us around 77. Very comfortable. Clear, not as cold tonight. Overnight low 50. That's still below normal. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. High near 80. I suppose there's a small chance of a shower late in the day into Wednesday night and into Thursday as a weak front approaches, but I have my doubts. I've got the rain chances at 20% or less. Low 80s on Thursday, mid 80s by Friday and Saturday, mostly sunny. 86 Sunday, a nice weekend forecast. Right now this morning, look at this. Prattville, the preferred community, is 39. They are the cold spot at the moment here in the river region. It's 42 at MGM. That's chilly at 614.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
I was shocked. I was sitting 6 feet away. And when I realized
realized that Trump is there, I was like, oh, wow. I couldn't believe it. Everybody was shocked. Everybody was frozen. You know, he looked less orange. I think he looks bored. Like, he wants this to finish and go do his stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, nice. It's a big phony trial anyway, so.
By the way, you're looking less orange this morning.
Really?
Yes.
Really. Well, since we were talking trials, I thought we'd bring a legal expert to, well, somebody who's had legal experience to discuss it further. So, how about Menthol Meredith at 6:15?
Well, everybody and their dogs talking about Trump being on trial. Aw, I miss being on trial. Now, I know that might sound kind of weird, but man, nothing gets your blood pumping like sitting in front of a jury and trying to convince them that, no, I did not embezzle $8,000 from Chuck E. Cheese. Oh, and y'all, I've been on trial for all kinds of crap, and it's a rush. But a couple weeks ago, I was arraigned for my involvement with an illegal sheep insemination ring, but I ended up getting acquitted when it was revealed that I was technically married to the prosecutor for 48 hours in the 90s. Lucky duck. Okay, y'all. I gotta go. These mosquitoes are just eating me alive, so I'm about to take a deep bath and reclaim my life.
Speaking of skeeters, how about those cicadas?
That is true, by the way.
Oh, it is. Okay. Yep.
Are they out already?
Yeah, they're in fact, it was Span who put a post out yesterday showing them in the trees.
Oh, yeah?
And this is the once every century, because there's two breeds of locusts that are going to be going forth to multiply.
And that happens how often?
100 years, something like that.
Wow.
I think. I don't know. All I know is that Jay hates them.
I can't stand just the sound of them. I don't actually mind them, just that sound. It's I just can't stand it.
Well, like every other thing, like every other plague, like every other disease, we have a song for it.
Of course.
And we'll play it in just a minute. I would like to remind everybody who is in the process of furniture shopping, this time of the year, getting your tax refund back. If you're not including Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, you are shortchanging yourself in a number of ways and maybe even costing yourself money. Nobody has a better selection than Kaiser. No. 60,000 square feet up there on Wetumpka Highway. It looks, it's big enough to be an airplane hangar. And it's very comfortably set up, wear comfortable shoes, and inside you'll find the greatest selection of furniture anywhere in the River Region. Get a great sneak preview of the variety and the choices at Shop Kaiser, shopkyser.com. Go in knowing that 50% is knocked off the top ticket price on every single item. Go in knowing that you can get, as a qualified customer, a Synchrony luxury account at 0% if you spend $1,000 or more. Go in knowing that you will save on sales tax because it's 8.25% there and not 10. And on top of all of those other incentives, you have two of the best furniture people in the business working there with Stella Beard and Leslie Wolfholm. Stella manages that inventory, and she's like your guiding light. When you're looking for something specific, she can help you find it. Leslie is somebody who can bring decorating experience to your shopping. If you're looking to theme up a room, your home, or you're looking for a compatible piece of furniture for something you just had to give to Goodwill. Shop Wiser by Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, 4044 Wetumpka Highway. Sneak preview at shopkaiser.com. 1819 News at 6:19.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
1819 News.
The president of the United Auto Workers Union is calling Alabama Governor Kay Ivey a puppet for big corporations and the Chamber of Commerce. UAW President Sean Fain spoke on Monday about the recent victory that the UAW had in Tennessee with a vote to unionize at the Volkswagen plant in Chattanooga. Workers at the Mercedes-Benz auto plant in Vance, Alabama, will be voting on this same issue this coming May. Fain says Ivey and other state leaders are puppets for the billionaire class who don't want workers to get their fair share. Ivey recently joined with five other southern governors to release a joint statement decrying the unionization effort in southern states, saying the UAW is peddling misinformation and scare tactics The five governors in the southern states say that whenever special interests come into a state, they threaten jobs and values. And they pointed out the fact that UAW automakers have already announced layoffs this year. The governors say that the ugly reality is that foreign auto companies never remain in operation in the U.S. once they're unionized. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grassroots Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
Another prison inmate has died over the weekend. This case was in Houston County at the jail. 27-year-old Andrew Martinez of Enterprise was booked into the jail last Friday morning and then found dead several hours later. The State Bureau of Investigations is taking the case and an autopsy is also underway. A Trinity man is facing theft charges for stealing $500,000 worth of copper and equipment. Gerald Abels is facing multiple theft charges after an investigation was conducted by Trinity Police. Abels has been released on bond. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Unable to work because of an injury at the fault of someone else? Call me, Johnny Adams.
Call Johnny Adams Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
Well, we are still looking good all over the area this morning. We're not seeing any major problems. As a matter of fact, traffic flows pretty good on I-65 and 85 through the interchange. Boulevard is light to moderate, and we're seeing cars begin to stir a bit. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka. Overall, traffic's beginning to build, but looking really good all over the area so far this morning. At Thompson Tractor, your job matters. Come experience their commitment to customer service. They can provide the equipment, parts, service, and rentals you need to keep your machines performing their best. Visit Thompson Tractor or check out their website, thompsontractor.com. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Tucker Pecan is in a brand new location at 1935 Mulberry Street, but they still got the same great products they had when they were downtown. Here's David Little to tell you more.
Hey, David Little at Tucker Pecan here. I tell you what, since we have moved, we've had great response. We have lots and lots of people coming by our new store on 1935 Mulberry Street, and it's a lot of fun. You know why? Because we're getting to add new items. We're adding new candies, new jellies, new jams. We even have a honey called Hot Pecan Butter. It's so good. We have a hot honey. We have a peach jam. We have a hemp jelly that is mangoes, pineapples, and jelly. It is so good. We've got all those things. Plus, we've got all the great candies we've had before. And, you know, we're in a very convenient location. You don't have to go to downtown. You come to Tucker Pecan at 1935 Mulberry Street. Come shop with us and we'll take care of all your gift needs, candies, or if you're just hungry, come by and we'll fix you up.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
It seems
And, of course, all kinds of apocalyptic predictions are being made about the dual Takeda.
I'm sure.
Season we're entering here.
I am sure.
But James Spann put the post out yesterday. It's kind of creepy. Have you seen it?
I have not seen the post.
Let's see if I can find this on my Facebook page. I just posted the News Talk Breakfast special. We'd like to see about 200 reactions on that, please.
Yes, it's steak. It is ribeye steak. Look at
well,
that.
Up to 17, 18 people. Yeah, it's a Monday for a lot of folks today, too.
So sad.
Adorable baby taking you through your workday with 11 different faces. Rich's weather blog is there. Ouch. Well, apparently I put something there without putting something with it. That's pretty stupid. Nice going.
9 hours ago.
Yeah. What was I supposed to post there?
I don't know.
Jan's Beach House going by. There's our big wiener from yesterday.
What happened to Jan's Beach House?
It's closing.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. They got about 3 or 4 months left. Well, actually, their lease is up at the owner of the property is giving them 3 more months. I don't know what's going to go there. She is recently married, retiring, and going to live the good life.
Well, okay. I can understand that. But I'm glad it's...
That's a place that has a ton of regulars.
Yeah.
So where do they go? We bring in the bomb hours. That's what we got to do. Family owned. Very reasonable price. Good food. I think it's a great segue. Plus a huge bar. So how can you go wrong?
You're right about regular crowd there. No doubt about that. Yes.
All right. Some of the other stuff. We have the Cheap and Trashy coming up. Not much excitement in that today. That's a great way to promo the next upcoming segment of the show. It's not much.
You
don't want to get too excited about it. For some reason, it's a thing, but a rather high percentage of people think about, it's something they think about while they're on vacation. What do you think that might be?
Food?
Some of the people think about while they're on vacation?
Yes.
Yeah, probably where to eat when you're on vacation.
Sure, that's...
Always a big deal with me.
What they found out in the survey was a lot of people, while they're on vacation, think about their next vacation.
Hmm.
Speaking of which, I will be on vacation this weekend.
Oh.
I'm going to go see my grandson, Easy, in the Big Easy.
Okay.
Hopefully, right. Janelle will be there, too.
So we'll put off Abe, or not Abe, Ben. Ben Franklin.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
That's okay. We'll do two in one day.
There's next that one weekend a month. Sunday. I gotta do what I gotta do. Yes. I'm a dad and a grandpupper and a...
It's her birthday weekend or something, isn't it?
No,
that's March 12th.
Oh, it's March. Okay.
No, but she moved and... She's, you know, she's in the Garden District. She was just outside the Garden District down there.
Mm-hmm.
And the rents have come down quite a bit because the city of New Orleans passed a law prohibiting any more than one Airbnb per block. In fact, they may have eliminated them all. I'm not sure what but so many people were, rents got driven up because of fewer options. So landlord's able to charge ridiculous amounts of money. I mean, she could have made a house payment for what she was doing, but it's also a really nice place. Everything inside was brand new.
Is it a duplex?
I think everything is New Orleans except for the mansions or duplexes. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
And no front porch. I'm going to miss that. Sitting out there on her big old thinking stoop and sipping coffee and so forth.
Yeah.
We are at 6:29. You had Todd Clark out at your place for Tree Masters.
Tomorrow, they moved it from today to tomorrow. Tomorrow, two large trees will be removed from my yard.
That's going to be, I may stop by and watch.
You know what? I'm wondering if I'm going to get a crowd like you got at your house when...
We did.
When the trees... was that called? Tree fall? Tree fell when you fell a tree, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except in your yard, that's going to require real professionals.
It's It's a really complicated task at my house, so I'm curious to see how it goes.
That'll be a fun day for Chase, too. But if you're having trees removed, or you want an estimate on tree removal, stumps, bushes, they did it all for us. We had bushes that had to be removed. We had bush stumps that had to be ground up and removed. They came out just last week, the stump from the big crepe myrtle that was filling my pool with leaves. Mm-hmm. They ground that up. And then there's one more thing they're going to do, and that is put sand in to level the ground where their equipment was. So without knowing there were trees there, you'd never know that Tree Masters was there because they do it right. So if you have trees that need removal or pruning, whatever, let them know, 676-3638, and Todd will come out and give you an estimate. They're great people to work with. I watch them for a good 2 hours the day they're out at the place, and the teamwork they have is incredible. Always in communication. Everybody knows what the next step is. They take all the safety precautions, not only protect themselves, of course, but things around your property. Because that crepe myrtle that came down was right next to a shed, which I really wasn't in the mood to replace, and it didn't even get a branch on it, which is just amazing to me. 676-3638, see all the services lined up for you at treemastersal.com. At 6:31, the timeline is next for April 23rd.
Big news, the biggest and best compact track loader has come to Thompson Tractor in Montgomery. It's the next generation Cat Compact Track Loader. With more power and a larger cab, this machine will boost your productivity and your business. Right now, Thompson is offering special deals on existing compact track loaders to make way for the new machines. So come to their new Cat Compact Track Loader Demo Day on May 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 10120 Highway 80 East in Montgomery. Call 334-215-5000 for more details.
Gigi's Cupcakes, over 13 years in the River Region, has moved to Pepper Tree Shopping Center inside Chappie's Deli Pepper Tree. Enjoy your favorite treats, cupcakes, mini cupcakes, macarons, and cheesecakes. See you at Gigi's and Pepper Tree.
This is Zach with Dry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is not headline news. Reviews of Taylor Swift's new album suggest she's hit a creative low and her lyrics have never been worse. Or to put it another way, pack your toothbrush, Travis Kelce. CBS canceled CSI Vegas. CBS viewers haven't been this disappointed since their great-grandchildren took away the car keys. The city of Los Angeles may have to eliminate non-essential positions due to financial crisis. Rest in peace, Chargers. Astronauts will take plants when they go to the moon in 2026, which puts us one step closer to many people's ultimate dream, Lunar Doobies. This is not headline news.
At 6:34 with the timeline for the 23rd of April, who's your host? Rich Thomas.
I don't think you've ever done the same open 2 days in a row.
I haven't. I'm pretty sure. I mean, at least once a week.
I mean, that one was played yesterday. That's what I'm saying.
I did?
Yeah. Anyway,
I played the same.
I like that. I like that open, though. It's
2 days in a row.
It's ABC. ABC Contemporary News at 54:30.
I better get tested.
News 5 minutes sooner.
Jay, are my eyes level?
I mean, yeah.
They're brown.
They're brown. Just saying that. I know that. This is alarming. I have a better memory than that.
National Lovers Day. We already heard that.
It's time for me to stop working in Miami and go somewhere else.
World Book Day.
Book Day?
World Book Day. Cherry Cheesecake Day.
By the way, Book Day, there is a, from where my people come from, Bohemia, there's a bread called Bukta.
Bukta?
Yeah, it's sort of a cousin to fruitcake.
Yeah?
Yeah. Bukta.
Does it, like, taste like that? Does it have the same stigma as fruitcake?
No, it's not nearly as bad. It doesn't, you know, fruitcake has what, jujubes in it, or whatever they those lumps are. Bukta is basically just the bread with a little flavor. It can be dry.
Did you break down and try rope?
No, I did not.
Yesterday.
None. Okay. Nope.
It's National Email Day. I don't know why we need a day like that.
I emailed you about that earlier.
It's School Bus Driver Appreciation Day. And it's Talk Like Shakespeare Day. A timeline by any other name would smell as sweet. In 1616, William Shakespeare died on his 52nd birthday. In 1900, the word hillbilly was first used in a newspaper in an article in the New York Journal.
Now they use it to describe Trump voters. Because they're elitist bastards, that's why.
116 years ago, in 1908, President Theodore Roosevelt signed an act creating the U.S. Army Reserve, originally established to call medical officers into active duty in an emergency. It was expanded to other soldiers 4 years later. Now, page two. 110 years ago today, 1914, Wrigley Fields opened in Chicago. The first team that played, the Chicago Whales. And now the defunct Federal League. The Cubs played their first game two years later, shortly after the Whales folded. Why would you have the Whales in Chicago?
Oh, they wash up on the beach all the time on Lake Michigan.
1954, Hank Aaron hits his first home run of his career 70 years ago today. And, of course, recently we had the anniversary of his 715. 68 years ago, 1956, the real Elvis played his first show in Las Vegas. He bombed. He performed for 2 weeks at the Frontier Hotel. He felt disconnected from his middle-aged audience, and he didn't go back to Vegas until 69. Wow. 1964, Ken Johnson of the Houston Colts 45 became the first pitcher to throw a no-hitter and lose the game. The Colts 45 lost 1-0 to the Cincinnati Reds on an error in the ninth inning. So it was a no-hitter, but they lost. 1967, Soviet cosmonaut Vladimir Komarov killed when his parachute fails to deploy, ouch, during his spacecraft's landing. 69, Sirhan got death penalty for assassinating Robert Kennedy. 1971, Rolling Stones released Sticky Fingers, a very unique album cover, Brown Sugar, Can't You Hear Me Knocking, Wild Horses.
I thought it was a zipper.
Yeah, with the zipper on it. How about that?
Did that work? Because it was a 3D zipper.
It was a 3D zipper. Now our song of the day. Hey, School of Broadcasting students, it won't be long before we start our Songs of Summer series. Let's sample something. It was released in April of 67. It peaked in summertime. One of my favorite solo acts, Felix Cavalera and the Young Rascals, just grooving on a Sunday afternoon, on a Tuesday morning.
Grooving on a Sunday afternoon.
Yes, as a matter of fact, right before I moved here, almost 19 years ago, I emceed a Rascals concert in a big park. In fact, it was in Parkland, where the school was.
Yeah.
They had that horrible event.
Yeah.
And it was outdoors on a Saturday night. As some cool air had come through, so the weather was perfect. And I got to meet Felix Cavalier in their travel van and talk to him for a bit. And he was great. And I actually thanked him for the song, How Can I Be Sure? I said, that's the best ballad anybody's ever written or made.
And people got to be free in the
late 60s. Well, I mean...
Of course, they were the Rascals then. They were not the Young Rascals anymore.
How Can I Be Sure has your thing in it. How's the weather?
Yeah. How's the weather?
Whether or not we're together.
Whether or not we're together.
Yeah.
Love it. Oh, here's a good song. On the state, 1977, Thelma Houston's number one with Don't Leave Me This Way. That's a great radio song.
I have that in the system. I would play it now and take 3 minutes just to enjoy the wake-up tune.
1985, Coca-Cola announced it was changing the secret flavor formula for Coke and introduced New Coke. People hated New Coke, so the company quickly pivoted and reintroduced Coca-Cola Classic. They dropped the word classic in 2009. One of the biggest blunders of all time? Perhaps so. 35 years ago, 1989, the first pick of the NFL draft, the Dallas Cowboys selected Troy Aikman, UCLA quarterback. Led them to 3 Super Bowls, played for the Cowboys until he retired in 2000. Makes a ton of money for CBS now. 92, McDonald's opens the first fast food restaurant in China. 29 years ago in 1995, Howard Cosell died in New York, age 77.
My first celebrity interview.
Yeah. We used to time into Howard Cosell speaking of sports on the network at
425. The studio that you used to time into that was the one I worked next door to in Chicago.
Is that right?
That's where it came from. Yes. Ah.
1998, James Earl Ray, the man who assassinated Martin Luther King, died in prison at the age of 70. Although at the time of his death, the King family was convinced that of his innocence.
And they should be.
Yeah.
How can you trust anything about any of those, knowing what we're learned about the CIA, shadow government, and not to mention J. Edgar Hoover was no fan of the man. J. Edgar
Hoover had a file on everybody.
Yeah, he did. And that's how he stayed employed in that gig for 50 years.
Very unusual fellow.
He wasn't afraid. Did it to the Kennedys.
Mm-hmm. 19 years ago in 2005, the very first YouTube video was posted. It was a clip of the co-founders standing in front of elephants at the San Diego Zoo. Well, I'll tell you, I spent a lot of time on YouTube. YouTube is... I love it. So, birthdays. Dev Patel is 34. He was, if you remember, Slumdog Millionaire from a long time ago. He was that star. John Oliver of HBO fame, Last Week Tonight, is 47. George Lopez, 63. Valerie Bertinelli is 64. Michael Moore, he is 70 today. Lee Majors, who was the $6 million man, is 85. He's been devalued. 19 days till Mother's Day, 34 days till Memorial Day, 4th of July, 72 days away, Thanksgiving, 219, and Christmas Day is 246 days away. I'm done with the timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. Extra time here. I just wanted to hear a little of this. Is that okay?
Great song to normally talk up to.
Yeah, normally we vote on these things, but
here you go. Get going.
Somebody's got to be a leader, and it's not me.
I don't know many other Thelma Houston hits.
I don't either. But I'd rather have one this good than a bunch of crappy hits. You know what I'm saying? 1, 2, 3, 4.
This way, no, I can't exist. I'll show.
know for sure, but I like to look up the song because I think Stevie Wonder had some influence on this.
Did he really?
Yeah, there's a clavinet solo in the, not a solo, but it's heavy clavinet towards the end, and he used that a lot.
I'm trying to remember the record label.
Tamla.
Oh, Tamla. Oh,
yeah, Motown.
Which is a Motown spinoff. Yeah. Label. Yeah, associated. Mm-hmm.
And perhaps he's wandering away because he has issues. Well, at that time, there was no Montgomery Men's Health to help a guy who was dealing with things. And, you know, some guys, if there's a chronic problem, rather than deal with it, they'll make excuses so they don't have to fail at intimacy.
I'm not seeing... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I'm not seeing any influence from Stevie Wonder in that. Although... that song was originally released in 1975 by a different group. Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes.
Get out of here.
Really?
Yes.
And who's the lead singer for Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes?
Teddy Pendergrass.
Yes, sir.
I
would love to look up that version. That would be cool.
I would. Yeah.
Anyway, but you were talking about Montgomery's Men's Health.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm sorry.
There's a study that shows that guys would rather just start a fight, so there's no reason to be intimate because they are not confident they're going to not fail during the proceedings, if you will. Montgomery Men's Health is there to help guys with erectile dysfunction, low testosterone, which can affect your life in a number of ways, low energy, loss of muscle mass, loss of libido, feel like you're walking through a fog all day long. There's a simple test for $99. Montgomery Men's Health will give you a test. The result of that test and a medical plan to fix it, because all these things are easily addressed, but you gotta pick up the phone and call 440-3663 to arrange it. And they have all types of solutions. Sometimes pills don't work anymore, but there are other options on the table, so you don't, especially in these stressful times, and stress affects everything, to give up that part of your life. So again, 440-3663, this clinic celebrates privacy. It's not like going to the doctor. You're not part of a festival seating situation in the waiting room. They really do it right. 440-3663, all in the 334 area code. And visit MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com and make your appointment today.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Chili today, hot tamale. It's...
see what he did there?
It's... Mm-hmm. It's 39 in Prattville right now and 38 in Greenville. It's really, really late in the season for that. The trade-off, though, is no severe weather. Nice warm-up begins today. Sunshine, comfortable, high 77. Clear, not as cold tonight, low 50. Lots of sun tomorrow with a high temperature near 80. We'll include just the mention that there could be an isolated shower somewhere late Wednesday into Thursday. But a weak front is heading southward, and I have my doubts, but I mentioned it. So there, low 80s Thursday. Mid-80s by Friday and Saturday, mostly sunny. 86 Sunday, so a nice weekend forecast. Right now this morning, it is chilly. Montgomery Airport is reporting 42 now at 6:49.
Hi.
The lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
All right, a little bit later, we're going to give away a Seafood Bistro gift card with a new contest.
What is it?
That's when you ask people to compete for a prize by calling into a certain phone number, but that's not important. It's... three songs, and you're going to have to tell us what they all have in common.
Oh, boy.
You are going to absolutely love this contest.
I do not have PMS. Bam!
What is Susan doing here? It is 6. I talked to her, by the way. She's coming in Thursday.
I'm Rich Thomason. It is back to court today for former President Trump following yesterday's opening arguments in his New York criminal trial. Mr. Trump insisting it's part of a Biden-coordinated plot to keep him off the campaign trail. Now it's New York University that's seeing big anti-Israel protests, with numerous demonstrators arrested last night. Demonstrations at Columbia University have triggered a controversy over police presence on campus. There have been protests elsewhere, including at the University of Michigan, Yale, UC Berkeley, UNC, and MIT. An Arizona judge has declared a mistrial in the case of rancher George Allen Kelly, accused of the 2023 fatal shooting of a Mexican man on his property near the U.S.-Mexico border. And today, it's primary day in Pennsylvania. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures 68 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496.
Traffic continues to build on this Tuesday morning. More and more cars out on the road now, and we're busy everywhere, including all of our arteries inbound to Montgomery, like Wetumpka Highway, Troy Highway, 331 out of Crenshaw County. The boulevards, light to mostly moderate now. We're seeing a good bit of traffic on I-65 and 85, but everything's been nice and quiet this morning. We will keep you updated if any accidents happen. Invisible Fence has Boundary Plus technology, giving your pet more play area right up to the boundary. No confusion, no lockouts, no stress. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Need storage? Riverway Storage is a 20-acre secure and monitored facility storing personal and household items, RVs, campers, and boats. They're all a part of their service. Recreational vehicles can be stored outside or under two types of covered buildings. Their facility has plenty of room, even for heavy equipment. For your convenience, registration and payments can be made online. A locally owned business located just off Redland Road at 480 Old Rifle Range Road near Wetumpka, just off Highway 231 on the way to the lakes. Visit their website at riverwaystorage.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Selling a home in the River Region in this market takes some planning and preparation to be successful. Here are some steps to take to get your home sold fast. Remember the five P's. Prepare the home. Fresh coat of paint inside and out, and complete any repairs needed. Professionally clean the home. A deep cleaning of floors, cabinets, windows, and blinds will leave a great impression for future buyers. Provide a home warranty for the buyer to give the buyer peace of mind after the closing. Provide a closing cost allowance for the buyer to help them be able to afford your home. Price your home to sell, not sit. A comparative market analysis from a local realtor will demonstrate what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood. Well-priced homes sell faster with less hassle. Houses are selling fast and sellers are getting top dollar. For all the answers, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883 or 551-0225.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now you can Pilates till you puke while working out like Taylor at Planet Swifty.
My waistline was in trouble, trouble, trouble. But at Planet Swifty, you ain't leaving until you're heaving away the pound.
Train with Taylor's personal trainer.
Puke it up. Puke it up. One. Puke it up. Puke it up.
Oh, look what you made me spew.
You You'll stay in shape, shape, shape while you regurgitate, tape, tape.
Taylor's workout is so exhausting. No wonder she sounds tired on her new album.
You'll never, ever, ever work out anywhere else after you try Planet Swifty.
That Algonquin Roundtable group called the Swifties.
Yeah?
They're trying to do her workout routine, and a lot of them are barfing up their...
Okay, I was wondering where that came from.
Yeah, I didn't understand. Yeah.
Yeah.
My error.
Thank you for bringing
context for the bit. Well, I also didn't know if, like, something came out where she was, you know, purging.
Oh, yeah, we know bulimia.
Because that's where my head was going there for a minute.
If Taylor Swift jumped off a bridge, would you jump off a bridge too? Remember when we always had some leader in the crowd he did it.
My mom would say that.
I mean, if he jumped off the bridge and it looked fun and he survived, yeah. I might follow.
So did you really, earlier this hour you were talking about somebody was saying that she's reached a low point in her lyrics or with this new album?
Well,
That was in one of the bit things where it's... They told Travis to pack his toothbrush.
I wonder, though, 31 songs, sounds a lot.
That's a lot of music.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the second coming of Goodbye Yellow Brick Road there. Just my thought.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Welcome to the Cheap and Trashy Celebrity Gossip Showbiz Report. Coming to Netflix, a roast starring Tom Brady. And it's going to happen live.
The man. The arena. The roast of Tom Brady live on Netflix. No helmets. No mercy. No Brady rule.
No problem.
The greatest roast of all time, Tom Brady, live, hosted by me, Kevin Hart, with a lineup of surprise guests.
We're coming for you, pretty boy.
I'm unroastable. Let's go.
Well, if that means we've got to endure 2 hours of shrieking Kevin Hart, sounding like an enormous, annoying tropical bird, I'm out.
So when is this? It doesn't
seem... Coming up this summer.
Oh.
I don't have the date. In other words, wait, I could look.
No, I don't really care.
What kind of...
But I cared enough to ask, I guess.
I don't see a date here. Hmm. It's just coming to
Netflix.
Let
me hit the Google.
Well, if you get a date, then the New York Post sucks because they're the ones that have the story on this.
Right. It's who, what, where, why, then.
Alec Baldwin smacked the phone out of a harassing woman's hand. A woman on social media goes by the name of Crackhead Barney and Friends.
May 5th. Is the roast.
Okay.
Sunday. And it's at 7 o'clock.
She goes out in a diaper with tape all over her breasts and smears white makeup all over her face and makes scenes at various places. She happened to bump into Baldwin in a coffee shop. And when he had enough, he smacked away her phone.
Alec, can you please stay free Palestine one time? Why did you kill that lady? You killed that lady and got no jail time? No jail time, Alec?
I'm so sorry.
You're putting innocent people in jail, Alec Baldwin.
I'm so sorry.
Free Palestine, Alec, just one time, and I'll leave you alone. I'll leave you alone, I swear. Just say free Palestine one time. One time.
Call the police.
One time, Alec. You know he's a criminal. Come on, Alec, just say free Palestine one time. One time, just one time, please, and I'll leave you alone. Free Palestine. One time.
Eric, can you give me one quick favor?
This is going to be one case, and this is, I can't believe I'm saying it, but I got his back on this one.
Yeah. I would too.
That's obnoxious.
I mean, yeah. It's one thing. Well, he's known for his short temper, but he gave her plenty of time to get her ass somewhere else.
He was very patient with her to begin with.
Yes.
And it was, yeah.
Turns out The Rock and Oprah gave a lot more than $10 million to Maui Wildlife Relief, the wildfire relief.